Blog Talk Radio.
With you.
Hey guys, it's Victoria. I am here with Kareem, my producer, and tonight I'm going to do some past life readings. I'm going to have a couple people who want to call in, and I'll take people's calls and do a quick 5-minute reading. I just wanted to let you know what the past life readings are for. What I found that when I do these, it gives you information about your current situation in your lifetime, because sometimes things that occur in your past lifetime affect you in this lifetime, and you don't know that it has such a overwhelming ability to affect it. And it could be a relationship, it could be something simple, as in like you were poor in the past lifetime, so now you seem to be less willing to give. So usually it is the window into the past that I get is usually something that's going to help you now. It's not going to help you just for the sake of information. So I just wanted to put that out there. So it'll be 5 minutes. What I do is I shuffle cards. I'll pull three. I'll let you know what the cards were and what I get from them. And then hopefully they'll resonate with you, and you can let me know if they do. And then you can take that information and help enhance your current life.
Cool.
So, I know, right?
I know. Thank you, Victoria. I'm super excited. I get to produce your show and get to enjoy this. Okay, so.
I know. So, Therese is going to be my first one. So, I'm going to check do Therese first. So, what I would like to know is, what is your common name that people call you all the time?
My common name is Therese. Therese Abbott. That's what they call.
Okay.
And oh, by the way, you got a caller calling in, and we'll get to her next. So, anyway,
woo-hoo.
So that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited. And
I know. This should be very interesting.
My father, I told him I was going to do this tonight with you, and he says, I need to listen in and find out why certain names you've been thought of that. He's a character. I love him. He's my dad.
Uh-huh. This is interesting.
Okay.
Okay, so the first card I got for you was imprisonment or slavery. Okay. And as I read what they describe about it, the thing that pops out to me is that it says that your rights were taken from you in a previous lifetime. You were either imprisoned or in slavery. Okay. And what this means for you now is that you need to realize that you're free now, that you may still harbor fears related to this lifetime. So, for example, you may feel claustrophobic in confined spaces or on airplanes. Or you may have developed some form of, like, Stockholm situation where you feel empathetic towards those who abuse you. Okay, so
right.
On the other hand, these experiences may make you feel exquisitely compassionate towards those who suffer. You may devote yourself to defending the underdogs or bringing more love or justice into this world.
That's
so
cool.
To feel any of these residual fears from your previous lifetime, remember that the details of your past life to loosen the shackles and free yourself from the syndrome. So you just channel yourself and say that you release it. So I think some of your empathy towards those who suffer comes from this past life point.
Let me tell you how right you are. Okay, first of all, yes, I was made to do certain things, and I was made to use my psychic abilities to help people that I didn't want to help. And I was a slave to this man. He liked my psychic abilities, but he abused me as well. And then the other thing, the other lifetime, I was super psychic, but I was made to dance, and I didn't want to dance. And I didn't want to get married. You understand this, and I just wanted to be free. And so this lifetime, I really have a challenge with. I hope this helps you, gives you insight how right you are. Or you know how talented you are, and Amy, you got your client Amy calling in now, but how they give you this. I do angel coaches, so I want to help the underdog. I also want to help everybody, underdog, overdog, tap into their power. But I started with the underdogs. The other thing is that I stopped a relationship from really flourishing because he's not going to understand what I do. He goes, you've got all these men around you. I go, I have a lot of people around me. And this is my soul's purpose, life purpose. I go, you know what? I'm going to have a special person that understands this. We're all special. And I said, because I like my freedom. And I really need a lot of freedom, not to date, but just to have freedom. So cool. And that was because I was in prison in a few lifetimes. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's true.
So your second card, which is more towards your current situation, is an orphan. Okay, so what this card means is that in the past life you were an orphan, okay, and this created a current life abandonment fear for you. So in those lives where you didn't have your mother or father's protection, love, or support, you developed a great strength and inner resilience, which continues to help you in this lifetime. However, you may have also developed survival skills that are double-edged. So these are like coping mechanisms that help you get by, but they also blunt your heart and your emotions. So most likely this is a reminder to acknowledge that your true mother, father is God. So you're also reminded that you have family of choice consisting of friends and loved ones, including your spiritual truth. It's impossible to be an orphan. Your true heavenly parent is always there with you. If you tend to isolate yourself, you may have a benefit from seeking companion, compassionate support from a 12-step emotional anonymous group, whatever, that's not you, but your friends and your people that you surround yourself with will help you cope with the fact of your fear of abandonment.
Cool. Well, you're right on about that. And I think I've conquered that, but that was a real issue with me at one time. And because my mother left me with my grandmother, that's a whole big deal. It's a past life memory. that sounds like it, doesn't it? That sounds like Days of Our Lives or some soap opera, and it sounds like it. But yes, I learned it. Yeah, that's good. Good for you.
And I think this might be more related to relationships.
Yeah, in relation, yes, relationship as well. So when I was younger.
Like a men's relationship more so than like actual father-daughter. But I think it's more the fear of the abandonment, so you just don't want to be. So you're like, who cares? I won't date anybody because I don't want to have to be abandoned. I get that feeling of abandonment again.
Cool. Yeah, you're probably right about that. That resonates with me. And my third card.
Okay, and your third card is lessons and blessings. You drew this card as a sign that the situation that you're currently experiencing is a result of prior lifetimes, of course. Take a look at the other cards that you drew, which we did, along with this one, and the sense of where or when that life occurred. This card means that you've learned important lessons which are bringing blessings to you in this lifetime. So it's like, congratulations. You mastered how to turn painful events into memories, into growth experiences, and you can apply the same strength to every area in your life. So basically, these are lessons that you have of being the imprisonment and slavery and then the orphan abandonment. If you're learning them, as you've stated that you have, and so therefore you're reaping the benefits from acknowledging them and passing them down and letting them go.
That's very true. You're right on about that, and that's good. Because I've done a lot of past life work, so what you're saying, it resonates with me. But you got a couple more people here. So I'm going to bring on Miss Amy next. Amy, quite can train me. Hold on. And hold on.
Hello.
Amy. Hi, Amy.
I am
the producer of Victoria's show, okay? Taria, the producer. And Victoria, this is your next caller. And she would like to, Amy, you just sit still because I got to tell you something. Tell everybody where you're calling from. Amy from her mother. No, I'm just kidding. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
Pennsylvania. So, Amy, what is the name that you go by where people call you the most often normally?
Amy,
like, what's your last name, if you don't mind?
Red. It's my married name.
Okay.
R-H-E-D.
I ask only because in order to tap into your Akashic records to get a little viewpoint into your past life, I need to have just your name that you go by now so that I could open them. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. As I shuffle, I think I wanted to do one more for you. So I am. All right. I love that card. This card has a beautiful picture of a unicorn. I love unicorns, of course. Okay. So I pulled three for you. Your first card is wisdom. Okay. So. It says that you have a tremendous wisdom and knowledge from prior lifetimes that seek to resurface now. So even if you never thought of yourself as particularly wise, this card indicates that you've learned important lessons and information that will serve you and others if it's awakened now. So this card indicates that it's time for you to return to school or seek additional education of some sort. This may be a sign that you're starting to change your career path. Your reemerging knowledge is guiding you towards work that's more meaningful, and this asks you to just be yourself and know that you have what it takes to tackle any career related to your true interests and passion. Okay, so that was, you were a very smart cookie in the past. So, and it's, you got to see it. It's a beautiful picture of a unicorn. Anywho.
That's good.
So you're a smart cookie. So if you're looking for another job or you're pursuing education, that's just coming out because you are smart and you have all that talent built in from previous lifetimes. So the second
very
one,
good.
Very interesting.
Can I ask a question on that one, if that's okay? Because that's an interesting one. So her psychic ability, she had it in her last lifetime, since she had to learn lessons in this lifetime. So the wisdom is still there. She's just learning how to use it this lifetime. Is that what you're saying currently?
She probably thinks that she doesn't have it, but she does.
All right, okay.
So it's more of your own self-doubt. Right, so it's just like you have the wisdom. You were very smart. So now in this lifetime, once you realize that you do have all this wisdom, when you open that door, it's going to come flooding out, and you're going to be like, wow, I'm a super genius, and your right career path is going to pair up with that knowledge.
I like that.
Okay.
Tell that to your husband.
Okay.
Yeah. Your husband, tell that to him. That's all good. Anyway, that's funny. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize for that. So.
That's okay.
Okay, so the second one in the middle was, it's interesting. It's not necessarily, it's not a bad thing, okay? The second card I got was wars and battles. So apparently in your past lifetime, you were in a battle or a war. You were either like a soldier, an officer, a civilian, who was a casualty during battle. So you died in battle, okay? That lifetime could have turned you into a pacifist. Okay, or it could have made you into a conflict phobic. So you might be a less confrontational, or you tend to walk away from any form of conflict whatsoever, how minor or big. And it's you walking away is a residual from being in this battle. Okay, so conflict phobia prevents relationships from deepening as part of an authenticity that stems from sharing your true feelings with each other. Conversely, that lifetime may have been filled your heart with anger and desire for revenge. And in such case, you would have difficulty controlling your temper. And this may even lead you to addictions in your attempt to bring about peace within yourself. You have a natural warrior spirit, and it's important to channel it in a peaceful, constructive way. For instance, being an activist for positive social change or a legal advocate who champions for the underdog. So I think this is probably more with dealing with your personal relationships or even conflicts at work. You just tend to walk away and never get the resolution that you would like just because you don't want to deal with it.
I'm definitely an advocate for things that I believe in. For wrongs that need to be put to rights.
Right. And this is just from a past lifetime from that. You know, and being an activist is a good thing, you know. But now that you know that you were in a previous war and that's why you have it, then when you feel like you want to walk away from a conflict or you don't want to discuss it or you don't want to, have that conversation with your spouse or your significant other, you might just take that step to do that and have that conversation to break the cycle so that way you could start a new life without bringing another past lifetime through.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, so the last card I got for you are vows. I drew this card because in a previous lifetime, you took vows that are blocking you in this lifetime. Most likely, you were a monk or a nun. And when you made this, you were a monk or a nun.
Okay, so I didn't hear the name of the card.
Oh, okay. It's called vows, like taking a vow. In a prior lifetime, you took a vow, V-O-W-S. Yeah, V-O-W-S. Most likely you're a monk or a nun.
You're supposed to be smart in it, Amy, and spell. I'm just kidding.
But these vows, which still continue to haunt you now, Okay, so common examples are a vow of poverty. So if you're a monk, you took this vow of poverty or self-denial, which blocks your flow of abundance. Or you might have taken a vow of chastity, can inhibit your romantic or sexual life in the present. Or you took a vow of self-punishment, which can lead you to sabotage or hurting yourself. Okay, so know that these vows can be severed. So if you have something similar to that or if one of those resonates with you, you can sever it by simply saying that in this lifetime you don't wish to have that vow continue. You know, you understand it was a vow that was for a previous lifetime and it's not necessary to have it now, so you release it and you cut the cord that's connecting you to that lifetime. And by saying that, either aloud or silently, you help heal that bondage, and therefore you can open yourself to more joy and happiness in this lifetime.
Wow, that's amazing.
Cut the like, vows cord.
Yeah, just say I cut the cord of my vow that I took. Yeah.
Oh, I cut the cord.
Because your intention to cut it is enough. Yeah, so if your intention to cut that vow, regardless of how you say it or whatever, the intention's out there. So once the intention's out there, it's cut. Do you know what I mean? So you can say it however you wish to. But if you want to just move on from it, just be like, I cut this cord. You know, I'm ready to move on. Thank you. You served your purpose in my past lifetime, and this lifetime is a new one. And just move on. I had one for chastity, and I cut it. I was like, yeah, we need to have some sex in my life. So I cut that vow.
I need to have some sex in my life. I probably have one of those and I don't even know it. Anyway, that's funny. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Okay, sorry. So,
yeah, that was good. So those resonated with you?
Yes, I feel they did. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. Yes, they
awesome.
Do.
Yay!
Wow, there you go. That's cool.
Yeah.
You ready for
I
the next
the
caller?
Bio,
Amy, you... Yeah, there you go. You know, don't you wish some of our kids would take the vow of silence? Where's that vow?
Yeah.
You know, I get you. Are you ready for the next caller, Victoria?
I am.
Okay. Okay. This is caller number 3. And where are you calling from, caller? And what's your name?
I'm calling from New Jersey, and my name is Donna.
Oh, Donna.
What's your last name, Donna?
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry, but I'm laughing because somehow I don't think you're going to pull a card of vows for me, but you never know.
It's all good. What's your last name, Donna? I think that's the question she asked it. That's funny. So I'm the producer here. So, yeah, Howard.
Oh, okay.
Donna Howard.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
it's just so I can open up your Akashic records properly. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We want your current new, like what people call you, what the creditors call you when they call for your money.
Oh. That's kidding.
Okay. Sorry, I usually like to shuffle until I have the urge to stop, so.
Sure.
All right, let's move on here. Ooh, this is a nice one. Oh, girl. Since I know who
Ooh,
you are,
I can't wait.
I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good. All right. Well, just knowing your specialties and stuff, I'm just like, oh, this resonates big time already. All right. So the first card I got says that in a past lifetime, you were a Native American, which connected to your current journey in this lifetime. Okay. It says, you've been drawn to Native American artifacts, cultures, and spirituality, and this is because you're familiar with it within your soul. Studying Native American teachings, I just got goosebumps, that's so freaky. Okay, studying Native American teachings can help awaken the ancient memories and knowledge that you already have stored within you, and this card also signifies that indigenous cultures from other countries as well. So, perhaps you have some hidden anger or pain because of a battle you lost during your time as an indigenous person, perhaps. As well, as with other past life traumas, a session with a qualified regressionist can help you heal this old energy. In this way, you can retain lessons and love from that lifetime and release painful blocks. So I think the Native American aspect, the spirituality, I think resonates with what you did in your last lifetime to now in a big way.
Like
working with herbs and stuff like that and all that?
The whole Native American, you know, the shamanism, like that whole concept of the spiritual animal, spiritual totem, things of that nature. If that is something that you are eager to learn about, it's for a reason, because you were a Native American who practiced all that a lot. And so you have a lot of that stored up energy and knowledge.
That's a yearly chapter, by the way. Okay.
But then it goes to this, which is also, it coincides really nicely, because the next card I got was a medicine man, a woman.
Wow.
Okay, so this card reveals that you were a healer in a past lifetime. You brought this knowledge forward, and it's now embedded with your unconscious, and this is why you have an instinctive knowledge of healing as well as a natural gift of healing. This card comes to you to help you gain a confidence as a healer. Perhaps you're considering taking classes or entering a healing profession, which you already have started. Card indicates that you have a soul connection with this topic, where there's never a guarantee absolute success. You have a passion and a calling for healing that could form into a basis of a successful practice.
Well, that tell you something right now. I'm the audience here and the producer, but that's pretty darn good there, Donna.
It is.
I was just like, holy crap. I was like, that is so darn
right.
Okay. The third one is phobias, okay? So
what?
This card comes to you, phobias.
Oh, phobic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm afraid of heights, right? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, different phobias. Mm-hmm. This comes to you just to help you connect the dots between your current lifetime phobias and your past. Okay, often consciously remember the past life source of your anxieties is enough to release the grip on you. Okay, so the situation you're inquiring about, your current lifetime, has a basis in underlying fears or phobias. These fears are energy blocks which are slowing or prohibiting the results you desire. Phobias have to do with the impulse to have complete mastery over situations that are out of your control. So they also bring up many trust issues. Yes, they also bring up many trust issues. Your higher self and unconscious mind know the original source of any phobia you may have manifested. You can unearth the origins of these photos through past life regression or even through dream work. Fronting your underlying fears, you can lessen their hold on your unconscious. It's all about awareness.
Wow. That's amazing. Isn't that not? I know, Donna. She's insane. That's amazing there, Victoria.
So did that resonate for you?
Yes, it resonated.
I just want to ask because, you know, some people are like, I have no idea what you're saying. I'm like, yes, you do. You just don't realize it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's why you're so awesome with oils, too.
Yeah. You know what? I want you guys to, Donna, what do you do? What is your new work? And remember, if it's okay if I interject this, because I'm like super excited. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is pretty good. Not pretty good, it's really good. You're very good at what you did, Victoria. And Donna, what do you do? Tell us what you do, because if you don't tell, I'm going to just blurt it out, and I don't want to do that. What do you do?
I've become a certified aromatherapist in terms of using essential oils to heal and to clean and to purify, you know, the mind, body, and spirit. Learning about herbs and different natural things that we can take, you know, to heal ourselves before illness comes on us, or to ease those symptoms and to get well without having to rely on the heavy pharmaceuticals, which are, you know, just so damaging to other parts of the body. So, you know, it's funny because that's kind of you think about it, Native American in terms of the herbs and plants and flowers, you know, and different things that they use, you know, for salves and medicine and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's it's amazing. Her yearly chapter, yeah. Victoria, is all about animals, nurturing them. Animal totems you were talking about. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't need to say anything.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
That
yeah,
is so
no.
awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It was a wow moment.
Yeah, that was
anyway,
great. Yeah, it was a wow moment. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Well, Victoria, we don't have anybody else, but I have a couple questions I want to ask, if it's all right, because you're the expert here. And I know that, you know, Victoria works with soul agreements, and her expertise is in a lot of different areas, but soul agreements and why we're here. And this is a whole that is something that you're doing now with the past life lessons that we're learning. But when you were talking to Amy and you were talking about she got killed or injured in the war, and that made her, you know, avoid conflict. Would we see that in our physical body? Because I know I saw her getting shot in the stomach, and dying. Would she bring that to this lifetime? In that, could she bring that kind of issues?
Oh, yeah.
Physical issues. Yeah, I wondered about that. Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
if you like have for me, like I was left alone, so. Surviving alone was good for me at the time, but I had always a fear of being alone. So that fear always manifested in worry, and worry always manifested in something that would affect my gut.
Okay.
I think like in a war, you could have just resonated an illness or an issue where your stomach would be just irritable bowel or just having issues trying to eat and digest properly just from the past. Especially
wow.
if it was something severe, I definitely feel for sure.
Yeah, it's so funny because when you were talking, I was like, oh, that's... And all of a sudden, saw her getting shot in her gut and in her, you know, in the lower stomach area. I was like, okay, that makes sense then. And then to, you know, our soul, you're saying our soul always remembers everything. Like Donna's soul remembers being the Native American healer. My soul remembers row, row, row your boat, gently go the stream, throw every man overboard and listen to him scream, right? You know, because I have commitment issues. I'm not sure if I do anymore. I think I've healed it, but I'm super picky and I know that I need to be that way. So I won't create dysfunction in my relationships and know what kind of man I need. But it took a while.
I wonder what happened. I can't see them anymore.